What's happening, fam? Welcome to In the Black of My Mind podcast. My name is Al Thomas, and I'm your host. So this is going to be a mini pod today, you know, because sometimes I got some things on my chest. Well, I won't say necessarily on the chest. It's just in the black of my mind, and I need to work it out sometimes. So I'm going to work it out with you all. Those of you that know me know that I'm not just a podcaster. I'm a retired educator, and I'm a musician. I love music. I've been doing music since I was a little kid, and I was into playing jazz or listening to jazz, I should say, as a little kid, and then got the opportunity to play it as I got older. And then a little bit older than that, I got into gospel, and I became a gospel musician. And I was thoroughly immersed in it, and I had a band called, well, still do, I guess maybe a name, but we're going to do some things in the near future, prayerfully. Right, Joe? I had a band called A Better Way, and as a result, you know, we were out on the gospel scene, and had the opportunity to meet a lot of people, to open for a lot of different musicians, musicians like the Winans, Commission, BB and CC, Donnie McClurkin, Candy Staten, on and on and on. I was having a conversation the other day, and with respect to music, I haven't heard anybody that made me feel like I need to run out and get their project, if you know what I mean. I mean, I came up during a period of time where, you know, James Brown would come out with something, we'd go get it. Kool & the Gang would come out with something, we'd go get it. Earth, Wind & Fire would come out with something. I love Hubert Laws, the flautist, and so he would come out with a new project and I would run and go get it. You know, and so many others, Grover Washington, on and on and on. There were so many different artists that were coming out with projects, and you hear it and you got to run and go get it. But it's been a long time since I heard something that made me feel like, you know what, you need to go download that. You need to stream it or something of that nature, because there's not very many any brick and mortar places where you can go out and buy a CD or a record or something that you had to buy it online or that kind of thing. And I'm kind of a dinosaur with respect to that kind of stuff. You know, I like to hold the project in my hand. I like to read the liner notes, you know, because the liner notes that's the key, man. That's you see who was on the project and where they were at and you know, who's playing on the project and who mixed it and all of that kind of thing. That was part of the excitement of getting that new project. But I haven't in a long time heard anybody that made me feel like I just need to go get it. I had to make a correction, because Robert Glasper, Brent Burkhead, and Keon Harold have some great projects out that y'all need to check out. And I definitely had to go get them as soon as I heard about them. Now back to our regularly scheduled program. I think there's two reasons why we're not feeling the music like we used to. The first of which is they don't really have the type of music programs in the schools anymore. When I was growing up, everybody played something. Whether you stuck with it or not, that's a different story. But everybody played an instrument, you know. And I was telling someone that I remember when I was in high school, I was in a battle of the bands. I was in a band called Climax, C-L-I-M-A-X, as opposed to the ladies' band with the K. And we were in a battle of the band. We won the battle of the band, actually. But there were about, I don't know, 13, 15 bands in the battle of bands. I don't know 15 bands in Connecticut now. And that's unfortunate. The other reason, I think, is that because folks ain't coming up in the church no more. And if you look at all of these really classic musicians and singers that from years ago, they all came up in the church. And, you know, so there was a training ground, you know, in you would have, for instance, musicians. If you play in a Pentecostal church, you learned, whether you could read music or not, you learned to play in every key, because someone would get up and they would start singing, and then you would have to accompany them, and you would have to play in whatever key they were playing in. There's guys that play now that they just press a button on the keyboard and they transpose, and they use the same fingering, and they don't bother to learn. Whereas years ago, as I said, if you were accompanying somebody, you had to be able to figure out what key they were playing in, and then play whatever song it was that they were playing. And there was no transposing. It was, you had to transpose in your mind on your instrument, you know, immediately. And the same applies to singers. Because if you came up in the church singing, you had to sing. If you couldn't sing, you're sitting down. You know, and you would sit down until you could sing. And if you couldn't get to that level, you never got to the microphone. You had to be able to sing, and you learned harmonies, you know. And it's unfortunate, because I listen to some of the music that's out now, and there's like, where's the chorus? Where's the bridge? You know, it's all about beats now. And if you got a funky beat, you can make a record, and it doesn't have to be it doesn't have to be a chorus. It doesn't have to be a bridge. And, you know, back in the day, if you didn't have any talent, you couldn't make a record. You couldn't get a record deal. You couldn't be heard on the radio or on the multimedias and stuff. You know, whereas now, if you're a musician, you have plenty of opportunities to get yourself heard. I don't know, but that's just where that was in the black of my mind. So I want you all to do me a favor, okay? And go in the comment section and just tell me how you feel about this. You know, let me know who you listening to now. Let me know whether or not you, because some folks say, I don't really listen to much now. Or some people like, well, I don't listen to the radio. I don't listen to any contemporary stuff. I listen to what we used to listen to back in the day. Let me know what you're listening to. All right. Can you do me one more favor? Go to the bottom of the page and like, subscribe. It's free 99, and that's the right price. Comment. And share this with other people. Share it with everybody. How many bodies? Everybody's. Please share it with everybody. And come back next week and check out and see what we're doing. That was more than one favor. But y'all got me, though, right? All right. I love y'all, and there's nothing that you could do about it. Peace. This has been another episode of In the Black of My Mind podcast. Make sure you like, comment, subscribe, and share. Until next week, y'all be blessed.